Let's go in depth here. Avalanche experts are sharing some of the factors that caused a fatal slide in Utah County last week.
Director of Forest Service at the Utah Avalanche Center, Mark Staples, has the latest on the Pole Canyon avalanche investigation. What do we know now, Mark?
Well, we finished our report, and it was a very, very large avalanche. Overall, the snowpack was a little bit thinner and weaker than we've seen in other parts of the area, even in other parts of that drainage basin. And you wouldn't have known that looking up there, but that thinner snowpack led to some weaker snow and helped create this avalanche.
One of those riders lost his life, which is sad, but sounds like he had done everything right, maybe except for coming up over that ridgeline. I mean, he had all of the avalanche safety gear with him, right?
That's right. That's right. They had all the gear, but being in an avalanche is a lot like being in a bad car wreck when you're going 80 miles an hour. You know, your seatbelt and your airbag might help, but they may not. You really just want to avoid being in that car accident or being in an avalanche in the first place.
That's an important lesson, I think, for people, Mark, that even if they have the beacon and, you know, the everything that you're supposed to have, you can't dig somebody out of 20 feet of snow.
And it's not just being buried. There was a case where a skier a couple years ago was tracking themselves and they were caught in an avalanche on Mount Superior in the Lacotma Canyon, and Strava recorded them going 70 miles an hour downhill. So if there are any trees or rocks or anything in the way, imagine how that's going to play out if you hit them going 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, the forces of nature are just too powerful, and this proves it once again.
They are. So we really, the key thing is really focusing on avoiding these slides in the first place. The gear can help us find you. It's really your decision making and your partner that can save your life.
Mm. Thank you so much for that information. That is the Director of Forest Service at the Utah Avalanche Center, Mark Staples, with us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.